It's a Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me, it's Pinky the Pig. It's time for our show. Today is Thoroughly Terrific 7-Minute Thursday. And I'm here with my most excellent friend, Mildred the Moo Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And wow, finally, producer Renee got the live recording of the train that goes by nearby her home.
I know, because she had that other train. Canned music, a canned train whistle in there. She doesn't like stuff like that, Mildred.
I know, she's very organic.
Yeah, well, you know, she's a drummer. She says she does not. She despises the drum machines.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the drums, that is her first instrument. And she's in a band. They're called the Thumpers.
Right. Because when she was first learning...
Yeah, decades ago. We won't go there.
Okay. But when she was first learning, it was all about the bass drum, the kick drum. Because she's been tap dancing since she was 3 years old, so she really had the kick drum, the thumper down. But it took her a while to get, you know, her chops, her hands on the drums with the sticks. It took her a while to get those loud, to bring the volume up on her hands to match her thumper.
That's how she got that nickname. Yeah, they call her Thumper.
Right.
And then she plays the piano. That's a percussion instrument.
Absolutely.
She's been playing the piano since she was a little girl, but she's not classically trained or anything.
No.
But she is classically trained in the ballet.
Absolutely. She is a ballerina.
Yes. And she does play the guitar pretty good.
Yes.
And I don't know if we should mention the trombone, but she dabbles with that.
Right. But regardless, the train, the real train, sounds magnificent.
I know, you can tell it's kind of far away, but it sounds really great. And you can hear the little birds, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so today is Thoroughly Terrific 7-Minute Thursday. And Mildred, I was just thinking.
Yes, Pinky?
You know, the future, it's all up to the children, Mildred. I'm not kidding you. Okay, the children, they are creating the future.
Yes, they are. Just like the children before. And now they are adults and seniors.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Nowadays, everything's a lot easier than it used to be a long time ago.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you can't try hard. You still have to try hard just because it's easier.
Correct.
I mean, here's the thing. Back in the day, they had to do everything by hand. They didn't have all these great machines to do stuff and electricity, and it was a lot harder way back when.
Yeah, remember Farmer Tommy? He said...
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, go ahead. You tell it.
Okay. No, you can.
No, you.
Okay. He said that his father told him that his father told him that he would get more done in the morning before 10 a.m. than most people get done all day.
Yeah, you gotta love it. That's because he worked really hard way back then, and that's what I'm trying to say. The children still have to work hard, even though things are easier.
Well, you know, I mean, we do have the great technology now, and like we say, the machinery, so it's not as physical. Things are less physical.
Yeah, I don't know about, yeah, well, yeah. There's a good side and a bad side and all that.
Well, we know that. There's good and bad in everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But then the whole thing, okay, you're going to use your muscles to do something physically, and that's going to make you stronger. It's going to make you more resilient, and you have more stamina.
Yes.
But now, even your brain, the computers, they think for you now. Oh, I don't want to go there. That's kind of a can of worms, Mildred. I really don't want to open up that can of worms.
Okay.
But just a little bit. I mean, you learn how to spell something, you know it in your head. You don't have to look it up every time. You want to do some math, some basic math, you know it in your head. You don't have to just use the calculator all the time, Mildred.
I know.
Anyways, I'm just saying that children, they have it much easier now, but they still need to try hard. And if you want to learn to play the piano and the guitar and be a ballerina, you have to try hard. You have to apply yourself. And same if you want to play soccer or if you want to be a mathematician or a scientist, you have to apply yourself. You have to try really hard to succeed. It's just not given to you. You're not entitled, Mildred.
I know.
And just for the record, producer Renee is not into participation trophies.
I know.
And Mildred, it's also really important for children to be sweet and nice and kind because that is the future of our planet Earth and the future of our universe. If we act nice and sweet and kind, then that's the vibration that's going to be emanated into the universe.
Yes.
So it's up to the children to create the future in a positive vibration.
Yes, Pinky.
Okay, Mildred, and I just want to remind our listeners that today's Thursday, so there's a brand new Pinky the Pig puppet show on YouTube once a week every Thursday, you know.
Right.
Okay, we'll talk soon. I love you.
I love you.